what Jesus had shown him. Remember the first few verses in 1 John. John tells all about Jesus, and I use this as an example one time when we were in, I think it's when we were in France. Oh, no, it's probably in South Africa, that I used John for our science fair that we held. And I said, they talk about Jesus. He says, we've heard him, we have touched him, and we have seen him. And then in verse 5, he says, this then is the message which we have heard of him, talking about Jesus, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Well, Henry Morris had a comment on this. This was back in December. I was reading this Days of Praise, and he said, light is the most fundamental and important form of energy, and energy includes every phenomenon of the physical universe. So it's appropriate for John to affirm that God is light because everything created must reflect the character of its creator. What's the first thing that, you know, on day one? What happened on day one in creation? Verse 3 of Genesis chapter 1. Remember? God said, let there be light. Did God create light? No, he just said, let there be light. God himself is light, so he just let his light shine out. It says over in Isaiah, I think it's 45:7 or something, that God had to create darkness. So that first day when it said there was light, there was the evening and the morning were the first day, God had to create that darkness because he himself is light. Now you might say, well then why was the sun, moon, and stars created on day four? Didn't they need light for the first day? Well, no, God was the light. And we know at the end of time, God is going to be the light in that new Jerusalem, or Jesus Christ is. So when you think about that, light from eternity past to eternity future, God is light. Well, there are several other things we find out that are important. I remember I was a math and physics major when I was in college. And one of the things we learned in physics was Albert Einstein's little equation, E equals MC carré. You might say, what's carré? Ah, that's French for squared, all right? E equals MC squared. So E is energy equals mass times C squared. You know what C is? That is the speed of light. Does anybody remember how fast light goes in meters per second? 3 × 10⁸. That's 8 zeros after your 3, all right? So it's 3 with 8 zeros after it. But it's not just C, it's C squared. If you're going to equate energy with mass, then you have to have C squared to say mass multiplied by C squared is how much energy there is. So in 1 kilogram of mass, you have to multiply that not by 3 × 10⁸, but the square of that. 3 squared, you know, is 3 × 3, which is 9, maybe. And 10 to the 8th, if you square that, it just means you multiply that exponent by 2, which makes it 10 to the 16th. So that's 9 with 16 zeros after it. Now, do you think that's pretty strong stuff? If you have a kilogram of mass and you multiply it by 9 with 16 zeros after it, that's a whole lot of energy. You know, when they began to experiment with things like that in the Second World War, they came up with this Manhattan Project and how everything goes big boom if you start splitting atoms or if you start atom fusion. And so we ended up with the atomic bomb. And that ended the Second World War when the United States, at least in Asia, they dropped a couple of those high potency plutonium bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And there was such a great explosion with all of that, changing just a little bit of mass into energy, that people were saying, we're going to blow up the whole world. And there was a whole, I remember the Cold War years that we went through, and we would be out as kids, we'd be outside looking up, trying to identify Soviet Union's airplanes coming over to make sure that we were safe from the bombs they might drop on us. So when you think about energy, God is light, and that's the basic form of energy, and he existed from eternity past, will exist until eternity future. But you know what Jesus said about us? He said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. He said, don't hide your light under a bushel, but put it on a lampstand so the whole world can see it. So folks, wherever you go, you take some light with you. You know what men love? Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. So when you shine your light, that's going to create some problems for you. Jesus said, you're going to be in this world and you're going to be persecuted because you believe in me. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And then in John chapter 5, he was telling us that we are the light of the world because we bear his image. So folks, don't hide your light under a bushel, but let it be shown so that one day Jesus will be coming back and he'll be taking us home with him. And it's going to be light forever then. We won't have to think about, changing time again. This morning I had to lose another hour of sleep because people in Michigan think we never should go to bed. Well, one day it's going to be that way, and we will have total energy because God is all-powerful. And if he's all-powerful, he has all light, and all that light is energy and matter, and everything all rolled together. So, folks, let's be children of the light, serving Jesus with a whole heart. Amen. Lord bless you. Thank you for the opportunity of sharing with you this afternoon. Have a great day.